All of that snow this winter and spring lifted levels on all five of the Great Lakes. For the first time in several years, Lake Superior is above its long-term average, and Lakes Michigan and Huron are up almost a foot from a year ago, although still 9 inches below normal. Duluth Seaway Port Facilities Manager Jim Sherrow says that'll translate into bigger cargoes because the ship's drafts will be deeper.
If that difference continues through the year, that will allow them to kind of make up two lost cargoes per ship. That will go a long ways toward making up what was lost here with all of this ice.
Lake Carriers Association's Glenn Neckfasil says Lakers have been bogged down in ice at a time when ice is usually not a problem. So significantly deeper water is great news.
That would be a blessing right now, because with the way this season has gotten off to such a horrible start because of the ice, we are really behind the eight ball. We are going to be facing quite a challenge this year. So if we do get a couple more inches of draft because of higher water levels, that'll be great.
Duluth's Sherrow says the economic recovery is driving higher demand for iron ore and coal. Iron ore orders are projected to be up 4% this year.
And coal demand to be similar. It might be a little bit higher because the supplies are so low after such a cold winter around the Great Lakes. So it's going to be a very busy year, and we don't know if they'll be able to make up all of the tonnage that was lost.
The Army Corps of Engineers projects water levels will climb even higher in May, up another 2 to 4 inches on all of the Great Lakes. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.